Good thoughts from the Word for Today daily devotional.
I will bless you, I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. That's Genesis 12:2. God promised to bless Abraham and make his name great for one reason: so he would be a blessing to others. Jesus taught his disciples to be distributors of blessing and first responders to those in need. That's why he often involved them in the miracle process. He was training them. In the feeding of the 5,000, the miracle of multiplication took place after the bread and fish left the disciples' hands. Jesus was the source. They were the distributors. And God is calling you to be a distributor too. Sometimes we don't recognize our blessing because it's in seed form, so we conclude that we don't have what it takes. Not so. Jesus said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the seed produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle into it because the harvest has come." Note the words, "the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how." Instead of saying, "How could God possibly use me?" become aware and alert to people's needs. You have something God can use, and when he blesses it, you'll be amazed at your potential. The miracle of the loaves and fishes began when someone said, "These people need to be fed." That's when the disciples discovered Jesus could use what they had, even though it seemed inadequate. Be distributors of God's blessing. From Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at thewordfortoday.org.au. Thewordfortoday.org.au.